Oh, man. What happened? How come I'm on the floor?
Mark, are you all right, Mark?
What happened, man? How come no one helps me when that happens? I wake up on the floor. What's my wife doing here? Did you guys call my wife because there was some sort of trouble? Why did you call the hospital?
No, she was supposed to be here, remember? She was supposed to be here, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, baby. What's going on, Mishnah
Not
Wolf?
Not much. I got to say, I like the Mark the Shark music.
Hey, rock and roll. Like, can you name that Mark the Shark music?
You know what?
Isn't it Metallica, Bill? Isn't it Metallica? Who knows? Who is it? Megadeth. It's a Megadeth tune.
I can't believe I don't know that one.
Well, it's just a little snippet. You might not have been hip to it. So, you know, we're here to hash some stuff out.
You and I?
I've been telling the listeners, as you know, you got offended the other night when we were listening to the Mark Maron show.
Yes.
As we call it around the house. I like to say, honey, what are we listening to?
The Mark Maron show.
Wow, man, she sounded so scared and frightened when she answered there. Why is that?
Because I terrorize her. Well, here's what we were talking about yesterday. And I'm going to admit it. I don't know how this is going to go, but like I think we need to talk about my anger problem. No chewing gum on the microphone. See, now look what just happened. I just talked to her like a child. What the hell is that? Wait, let me try. Let me rephrase that. Hey, baby, could you please? We're on the mic. Oh, is that nicotine gum?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can chew it if you have to.
I don't have to. I can put it between my teeth and gum.
All right, first of all, let's try and do... All right, y'all packed in? You got your stuff in there?
Yeah, it's like school.
Now, Jim, let's ask you. Now, here's what happened the other night. Uh-huh. I get home after she's been away a week. I talked about this on the air. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy she's going to be home. And then all of a sudden she starts talking about us getting a new house.
Right, right.
And I, you know...
You made me sound really bougie in your depiction of me.
Wait. We're not talking about your problem with how I depicted you on the radio. We're talking about, like, I blew up because I thought that, you know, we were happy with our house and you were talking about getting a new house. I didn't mean to... You're not bougie.
No, but, I'm not bougie. Anyone... I mean...
So here's my question. Did I have a right to be angry?
Did you have a... What's the question? Did you have a right to be angry or did you have a right to yell at me?
Did I have a right to be angry and then yell? I wasn't yelling at you. Maybe I was just yelling.
It was a lot of yelling, though.
Yeah, okay. So now, do you yell, Jim?
Be honest.
Let's be honest. Let's be candid here. We're trying to work some stuff out.
Sometimes my voice is raised, but I only yell when I'm yelling about something else at somebody else.
So, okay, that's good. I've used that one. See,
but, you know, I can't yell at Heather. Get away with it.
Yeah, but I think a lot of women yell, too. I just feel like once we start yelling, we're not really having a conversation anymore, then, are we?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is this yelling? Is this yelling at you? When the hell are we going to go to the airport? Am I yelling at you, or am I just yelling?
No,
you understand?
That's not yelling at me.
Now, how about this? You said you were going to be here at 4, and you walk in at 4:15, like we're not in a hurry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I answer that for both of you?
Yeah.
The first question, I sense problems here with both of you here.
Yeah.
Because that one A was yelling.
Yeah.
And Mishnah didn't sense that.
Yeah.
Which is her problem.
Uh huh.
And your problem as well. Two. The second one was yelling as well. These were our definite raised voice decibels that are happening here.
Now, let's get back to you. See, what happens to me and the reason that we're having trouble.
See, that's yelling if you're a wuss. But, I mean, this wife can take it. A longer duration at a higher decibel is what I'm talking about.
All right, so now
it's all that heavy metal stuff you've been listening to.
I mean, I can take some anger.
Yeah.
You know, I understand people get angry.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good not to let your feelings clog up and stuff like that. It's bad for you. Give you cancer.
Right, but?
But I'm also not an anger dumpster for people to just put their anger into.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So because of my yelling, it makes you feel like an anger dumpster.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, and when I'm yelling...
And it's also like if you're upset about something, a conversation ends when you start yelling, because...
That's something I don't understand. Do you understand that? For me, when I'm yelling, that's the beginning of the conversation. That means we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
I am getting it out. Here's the conversation. It's happening at this level, and we're talking about it.
Mark, what I want you to do now is tell Mishnah what she just told you.
She said that when the yelling starts, the conversation ends.
Wrong! What she just told you was this.
What?
Mark, I'm crying out for help. Help me, Mark.
That's not what I get. I get Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. I'm saying that. Man. I really screwed up.
Here's what I get. I get, Mark, you need help. And my basic premise, the whole...
How did this become about you? That's amazing.
I am the yeller. I'm the yeller, right?
Right.
So what I'm saying is that in order for me to yell, and for it to, and I'll admit that I've been doing this for years, and I got to go to anger management. And I'm saying that in front of God and everybody, a God I don't believe in, and everybody who listens to my show, that I'm going to anger management to help solve this problem because I love you, and I don't want to go through whatever the hell we went through again last night. I don't want to go through it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is how I justify it.
No, you're supposed to say thank you, and that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to
me. Thank you. I'm so happy you would be willing.
See, you don't appreciate anything that I do.
See, I like it when you get good and angry at people who deserve your anger.
Yeah?
Yeah, like...
Why are you putting on this weird little girl voice? You never talk like this.
I'm just saying that...
There you go.
I'm going to enunciate.
What?
That there is good anger.
Okay.
You know? Like, right. You can be angry at people that oppress the working class of America.
Right.
Like, I like that anger.
Yeah, Jim does too. He's angry about that, too.
I enjoy that anger very much.
Right. Okay.
And I like you to be angry at people that, you know, exploit those less fortunate than them.
Yeah.
Or the sick.
Yeah.
Or the elderly.
You want me to be angry at the sick and the elderly?
No.
Oh, at the people that exploit them.
Bad people.
Okay, but not you.
Yeah, I mean...
Because you're good, you're perfect, right?
So I think it's just about directing your anger...
Answer the question. Are you good and perfect?
No.
Okay, good. All right, so I just want to make sure that both of us are at fault in this. All right, go ahead. Direct my anger where?
Upward. Instead of downward.
Upward.
Now, Andy, do you guys have problems? You're married, and you know what it's like to be married, and that sometimes, you know, you're with somebody you love, and all of a sudden, they're you want to yell and scream? Right. And how do you guys handle it?
I yell pretty loud. Or no, sometimes, you know, they say you're yelling, but you're not really yelling.
Exactly. It's a volume problem. I think it's a genetic issue that women have around volume.
Well, it's a tonal problem.
Tone.
So you think my hearing's too sensitive? Is that...
Yeah, I think that might have something to do with it. Like, is this yelling? Am I yelling now?
Yeah.
Jim, what are you, a girl?
You have a natural tendency to raise your voice higher than anyone else I've ever known in my entire life.
I yelled at Jim once. It was bad.
Once? But, once more than all the other times. But, yeah, okay.
Jim, do you want to get in on this action, too? Because I can mediate for you and Mark.
My dumpster is full.
Wait.
My dumpster is full. I'm waiting for the L.A. Department of Water and Power to come pick up my dumpster.
I'm going
to
own up to a couple things because I'm not sure if this is going anywhere, but I think that just my being honest about it is helping. Here's my – Jim, we've been in a parking structure at the Grove, okay, having a conversation. This is how I know you're both right. Having a conversation and the security guard came up and asked, is everything okay? That doesn't happen if you're just having a regular conversation, okay?
See, how do you remember a conversation? Because I don't remember that being a conversation.
What do you remember? Just being like, you know, you were trying to leave, and the security, that you were this close to saying, please, would you call the police and tell them to stop yelling at me? What do you remember about that incident? Did you black out altogether?
No, I remember, I think I was crying.
Oh, yeah.
You were yelling.
Yeah.
No, that was me. I was crying.
How
when you
is
were yelling.
This good radio? Is what I want to know.
How's it good radio?
Yeah, no, this is horrifying to me. This is like some sort of Virginia Woolf, Marc Maron special.
That's every day here. That's the Marc Maron show.
Not Virginia Woolf, Miss Dalloway, but who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. I'm just trying to say that I have this anger problem. I'm willing to do something about it. I don't want the guy from downstairs, like that time in Queens, who came up and said. That was the worst. This is why this is an important issue, that I have this like weird anger problem. Because I think I'm a good guy. I'm obviously a good husband. And I just have this weird problem that needs to be dealt with. And I'm just talking about it out loud in front of my audience. And that the issue is, never again in my life do I want the guy from downstairs in the apartment below to come up and go, is everything okay? Looking at you. You know what I mean? I don't need that. Because I'm not, that's not where I'm at. This morning when I asked a guy to take the bedboard away, the guy from next door, after we had that stupid fight last night, now I got to look at him like, yeah, underneath everything that he's saying to me, I think he's going, man, you have a problem with anger. And he might not even be thinking that, but out of my guilt, I got to live with that. I don't want to live with that. So I'm going to anger management. I'm going to tell the people on the air what it's like. I'm going to help them through it. Mm-hmm. And you go do the other side of that. What's the other side of anger management? You don't know?
Mishna, where are you playing next?
Vegas at the Palms Casino.
Oh, man, that sounds exciting.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Tomorrow.
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Were you sensing an uncomfortable moment, Jim?
No, not at all. No, I think, you know, I think we've gone through the subject.
We're done?
I mean mine. I think it's okay that you've confessed that you have a perceived problem with anger and everything.
Okay.
I think it's time to get over with and move on.
I think this is really bad for your on-air persona, Mark.
What are you talking about?
I just don't think this is the kind of image you want to be putting out into the world.
A guy who takes responsibility for his problems?
Okay. You know what? That's a good framework for it.
You don't think that anybody who knows me or seen me on television might think, like, I bet you that guy yells occasionally. You think that's a stretch?
That's true.
Huh?
Okay, that's true. I'll go with that.
We're going to come back with a short order of news, and then we're going to Vegas if we make our plane late, person. Baby, I love you. I do. I love
lower
you.
The voice. Lower the voice.
I'm sorry.
If you really believe Mark Maron is the one and true Christ, you won't want to miss his short order news coming up next. Amen.
And now you may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas. Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. It's Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. I feel better. I was being honest. I wanted to be honest. And, Mishna, you were getting a little upset with me on, you think that this is weird radio? What? What are you thinking? Yeah.
It just felt a little trippy to me. I don't know, to be talking about this stuff on the air and, you know.
We're here to help people. I'm here to, my honesty, I can't help but be honest. You know me.
I'm very happy that you're willing to take action around something you think is a problem. It inspires me to want to take action in my life against things you think are a problem that I have.
I think she just said she's going to get help and leave me. Is that what she's, am I misinterpreting that?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
I think that's what she said, and she
meant. What I'm saying is I need a very attractive therapist.
Uh-huh. Read what Orbit Boy wrote. This is the first blog post today. There's no reason to be uncomfortable about what we're talking about. I think this could be, it helps people, I think.
This is what Orbit Boy said.
On the blog.
Mark.
Yeah.
I hope you and Jim can settle things, because I sure could use some ideas right now. It says nothing about Mishna.
It doesn't?
Yeah. It's me and you. You misread that.
I want you guys to settle things, too.
And it said Mishna. You thought it said Mishna in there.
It doesn't?
No. It says Jim.
Oh, that's weird. I thought it was me and Mishna. I thought I was helping people out.
You know what? There might be some women out there, too, with problems with yelling.
Okay.
Woo! Yeah.
I mean, it's conceivable.
When you yell at me, that's the weirdest thing, and I've had this experience with you before, is that I yell and yell and yell, but as soon as you yell, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I don't like to yell.
See, that maybe that's
what's the problem, is that I don't like doing that.
That's what's missing. You got to start yelling.
We gotta really turn into that couple. I always think of that couple in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Like,
oh,
I just don't want to be
hilarious.
That couple.
I love that couple, man.
They are funny. Don't get me wrong. They're a laugh a minute.
Shut up, Martha.
I'm telling you, it's not going to be great until the cops come and take us both away in cuffs. You understand? It's got to be. We got to be in this together.
I know
baby.
This. If you had been in that Grove parking lot and been a gay couple, the cop would not have come around there.
You don't think so?
No.
Because of the, you think it's the chick?
Yeah.
They come to help the chick?
Yeah.
Damsel in distress?
Yes.
Hey, there's a skirt that needs help up
even
on level 7.
Even if one of the gay couples was crying, though?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, even if the bottom was crying.
Quit.
Oh. Okay.
You know, tops and bottoms cry, baby. You should know that about us. Look, now, the crying thing, that's a tactic, too. You don't have to cry, you know?
You know what? I'm really trying not to.
Right now?
No, just
in
general.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, wow, this really has gone bad.
No, hey, just on stage.
All right.